Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Friday morning after the elections on Tuesday, we're still waiting for a lot of the results to still come in, so we'll determine who controls Congress. We still don't know.
And somebody who's been watching very carefully from Washington, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett. Major, good morning to you. So we're doing the hand-wringing, the vote counting, the strategizing about lessons have been learned from Tuesday, and here we are on Friday. Enough time for us to let it sink in, don't you think?
Indeed, indeed. First of all, we're counting votes as we should according to law and practice in Arizona, Nevada, and California. In Arizona and Nevada, the officials who are responsible for that are talking to reporters and the public every day to update them on the process following law in both those states. We predicted this at CBS News. My colleague David Becker, who helped me write a book called The Big Truth, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie, said California could decide. The House of Representatives, it looks like it will. California takes a long time to count its ballots. It's all working through the procedures. But a couple of things I think worth noting. We had very high turnout in this midterm election. That's the third election in a row where we have either historic or extremely high turnout. What does that do? That adds a layer of unpredictability. Why? Because new voters are showing up. And when new voters show up, guess who? That people don't know who, what they're going to do. Pollsters and political strategists. New voters create new dimensions of reality, but only after the fact, when they express their opinions. They had strong opinions against election denialism and in favor of abortion rights and privacy rights. Yes, they prioritized the economy, but not as much as people assumed. That's why Democrats did better on a lot of statewide races and in House races across the country than both Democrats and Republicans expected.
One of the top Democrats in the country, the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, told us here at WCBS on Wednesday morning, yes, he's supporting President Biden in 2024. And you're talking with the governor about what's coming up 2 years down the pike in the takeout, right?
Not just any governor. Roy Cooper is the governor of North Carolina, a battleground state always. And he's the chair of the Democratic Governors Association. So he talks to Democrats all over the country all the time. He believes, and he said, look, Democratic governors and governors for the president's party did better in a midterm election than at any time since 1986. He said, so Democratic governors had an agenda to run on. It was the Biden agenda, even though the White House didn't articulate it that well. He said Democratic governors did, and in many cases, won big races. And he said, I said, President Biden run again. He said, absolutely, he should. He said, I just talked to him a couple of days ago. That man, he talked to him on Tuesday or Wednesday. He expects him to run, is waiting that decision sometime early next year. I said, the feeling in Washington, Governor Cooper, is that the president looked much better for reelection Wednesday morning than he did Monday morning. Would you agree with that? He said, yes, he does. That's what an election can do for you.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.